Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, guys. Welcome live to Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. She's Taylor Haas. I'm Dan Kovacevic. We're from DK Pittsburgh Sports. And don't be blaming us for this, okay? Have you ever tended goal?
No.
Okay, and I've never played defense, so we're both off the hook here. Whatever it is that you want to get out of your system or ask, whatever you got, go ahead and send it this way on YouTube Live and on Facebook, just in the comments. What a room, first of all, afterward, huh?
Yeah, very frustrated. Not a ton of answers, especially about, you know, I mean, the start, the awful start. They really dug themselves a hole to start. They battled back through it, but blew it in the third. Very, very frustrated locker room, man.
Yeah, frustrated, and I, you know, the part about the no answers, though, is what really stands out.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had them.
No.
Not the head coach. They were, in fact... There was more dead silence following questions that I think I've heard all year from them, where they just had nothing to say. They were like, huh?
Yeah, Casey had nothing. I asked Looker, like, what went into that, you know, awful first. He, you know, acknowledged that it was, like, inexcusable and it was awful, but he really didn't have a whole lot about, like, what went into why it was that bad.
Well, because he can't process this.
Yeah.
Think about it. The way his engine works... He's only got one speed. He can't process these guys coming out and performing like that for 20 minutes. And I'm sure a lot of you are going to come at about the third period or this or that or David Perron short side or David Perron five hole. And all of those things matter, okay? However, you can't come out for the game like that after you just played three hockey games like the two you covered in Denver and Dallas and then the one the other night against Washington. You can't do that, you know?
Especially against this Red Wings team. They're not a playoff team. They don't even have their number one goalie.
They don't have their two goalie. They really went with their three.
Yeah, the Red Wings are at a point where they it would benefit them to start losing games. Now, players don't tank, but this is not a good Red Wings team. You can't come out like that against them.
Yeah, I'm out of answers too, to an extent. You know, she's always asking me when we go downstairs, what are you writing? What are you writing? So that we don't overlap. And I'm like, I had kind of the same reaction that the players did. Because you really want to read this all over again?
No.
You know, I'm actually mortified by this one more than anything else, especially after those last three games. Let's see what you guys have to say. Deeb says, I get excited seeing Casey and the boys playing a bit better, and then boom, we have this kind of game. Yeah.
Yeah. Denver, Dallas, very encouraging road trip. Capitals, obviously, they beat the Capitals, big 2 points. And a good place coming into this, like standings wise, but like the Panthers, but losing last night, big opportunity here to gain some ground.
Robert says, what's with these late penalties that they keep taking in tight games? It was Brian Rust this time. It was Chad Ruedel on a couple other occasions. Yeah. Robert, I think I have an answer for that one, actually. When you don't focus first on defending and making that your priority, then your feet stop moving. And what do hockey coaches always tell the kids? When your feet stop moving, what happens? You start hooking. Yeah. You start holding to compensate. In Rust's case, it was a high stick. Ernie says Perron looked like Ovechkin tonight. I'll tell you what, though, Perron can shoot a hockey puck.
Yeah, I forgot Perron was still playing hockey.
Because he wasn't in St. Louis.
Yeah, I feel like every time I come to Detroit, there's a player on the roster. I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy's still playing. For the longest time, it was Mike Green.
I had that with Andrew Kopp tonight.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, wait, cop came here?
For like, years, we come here and be like, oh, Mike Green is still playing hockey? Yeah, it's like David Perron for me right now.
Tony has no words. Hey, Tony, I'll switch places with you. You want to write my column and write it with no words? You're on, pal. You want to write her freeze frame, her story with no words? Just like a Detroit Dateline, Devil Dash, and the end. Mandy says it was terrible. I wonder if Jeff Petrie's return to the lineup affected the juice they developed in the last week or two. Not an excuse, but just
Taylor
curious.
Taylor Fadun was not bringing the juice.
I thought he was pretty good.
I thought the pairing he had with Friedman was pretty good, but I don't think it was a big difference maker.
I'll tell you what, I thought, don't laugh at me for this, I thought they could have used Taylor Fadun tonight. You know, he brought just a steady, simple.
Yeah, I know. I think Fadun, he had a good couple of games. I feel like he was going to go back to.
He was
going to regress. But he was the kind of player that, you know, if he were a healthy scratch in Wilkes-Barre, my first thought would have just been like healthy scratch out of the lineup and not like, oh, it's they're holding Matt.
Yeah. Dan says, was there competition on who can pass the most with an opportunity to score? What was Granlund doing? $5 million. Granlund will not shoot the hockey puck. And I know exactly which sequence you're talking about, because he had not one but two chances to shoot. He just refuses to do it. But you know what? He's been that way his whole career. Even the year he put up 20 in Minnesota, 20 goals, he's an classic overpasser, which is the last thing this team needed.
Yeah, I talked to Zucker about Granlund yesterday about just you know, like what kind of player he was in Minnesota, if he's changed at all, or well, because you know, Grant, anyway, he has a goal and two assists in 13 games. I asked Zucker, and I was like, do you think he had, like, you know, because they put him on the second line together. I was like, do you think, you know, this might spark him offensively? And Zucker's like, look, he's not a guy who's a shoot first guy.
No, he's not that, right?
Zucker said he's never been like that. Mm-hmm. He's always gonna be a pass first guy, he's a playmaker.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Cole says that the first line was non-existent tonight. You know what, Cole? You're going to watch the rest of the show, okay? Now, you're stuck watching this. I want you to write back to me with why you think that is. What was the end point for the plays that the first line was making? We're going to see if you and I agree on this. Doesn't mean I'm right. I just want to see if what we say is matching on here. Laura says that maybe Jason Zucker should replace Rust on power play one. He's not on power play one. Yeah, you're thinking of Ricard Raquel, and I definitely wouldn't be taking him off of there. Patrick says, shockingly, but down this stretch, I feel Gino is one of the few giving it his all. He's having a good season, but too bad it's probably going to go to waste.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that about really the whole core, about how they're wasting what they're getting early out of this three. Put Kelsey's up there.
Where is it?
Right up, two above where you're on. Right.
Right here, yeah, okay. Kelsey says, sorry I'm late, but if Tristan Jarry's healthy enough to be the backup, he's healthy enough to be a starter.
No, I just think Jarry's obviously not 100% if you watch him in practice. He's not moving right if you watch him in games. But if Jarry at like 70% is still better than a Tokarski, so Jarry backing up doesn't mean that he's good enough to start. It might be that Casey right now – Casey's been one of the better goalies since
– Not you, him.
Yeah, okay. Casey's been one of the better goalies in the league over the last month. Even if he's not at his best, he might be better than where Jari's at right now, and that's still maybe better than Tokarski.
Ryan Shevkovich says, hey, Taylor, saw you yesterday practice. Sorry I didn't say hi. Why couldn't the Penguins stop David Perron?
I don't have an answer for why they couldn't stop Perron. when Perron doesn't have games like this all the time.
It's no, me. But he's a big talent, and he's been one for a long time, and especially in his St. Louis years. Came up with huge goals for the Blues in that cup run. He can finish. If you give him an inch, he's going to take it. We in Pittsburgh don't think of Perron the way everybody thinks about him around the league, because his time in Pittsburgh, other than a handful of good games right at the start, were nothing at all special. I'm still waiting for this answer as to why the first line was struggling as much as they did tonight. Emmett Johnson says another slow start is where we lost this in most of our games. Why can't they get going early?
I don't know.
Passes it off.
Yeah, they've had a bunch of games like this, and you go in the locker room, you ask, like, what happened? And there's a lot of times they're just like, yeah, just a mentality, mindset. We got to come in with a better mindset. But I feel like that shouldn't be happening this often.
Karen says, do the Penguins make it? Do you think it's worth it? Actually, Karen, your second question is so much more pertinent than your first, because that going into the playoffs is a waste of everybody's time. It just is, including their own.
Yeah, no, you're right. I still think they make the playoffs. If you they have one of the easiest schedules in the league to finish out. I think it was like the 26th hardest in the league. Now that also included like the Red Wings.
Yeah, right.
They obviously were not good enough to beat the Red Wings tonight, but they got a lot of easy teams down the stretch, you know, Chicago, Columbus, Philly, that are going to start playing like ECHL guys to increase their Bedard odds.
Cole finally comes back and says, I would say 75% of the time the Sid line was out there, they were chasing the puck and having major defensive breakdowns. Yes, Sid made two nice defensive plays. Maybe it's rust. Maybe it is rust.
Right, yeah, Russ has been streaky all year. I don't even know if you could call it streaky all year, because, like, the good streaks haven't been few and far between.
Go back to the first period. If you can bring yourself to watch that first period again, watch the passes that made it to number 17 and watch the puck disintegrate as it made it onto his blade. He is eating himself alive right now, and it's not just the scoring chances. It's all over the rink, and I dare say that penalty at the end was part of it as well. NES says the owner thinks it's worth it. What owner? Who owns this team? You seen them lately? You heard from them? Nope.
When did we ever hear from Burkle or Mario?
Me neither. I heard from them all the time, and I don't hear from these people. Not publicly, but I heard from them.
No, they're there, though.
And Mario is there.
Fenway has someone at every game.
They have one guy who's like an appointed nobody. Who's at the game. They don't have their ownership there. They don't have, what's his name?
John Henry, Tom Werner.
John Henry and who's the other one?
Tom Werner.
Tom Werner are not at games.
Yeah, they talk to Acklin after every game.
Brad King says it does seem they downplay to the competition. Yeah, I'm not letting them off on that. I'm not letting them off on that one. Here's one for Taylor. Steve says, oh no, Taylor, they have the easiest schedule left in the league. This could go off the rails.
Yeah, no, normally yes, because of the way they play down to their competition, but like I said, when you have teams like Columbus, Philly, Chicago, who are like very much in the running for Bedard, I think you're going to see them start playing like their ECHL guys.
That's possible here. We're going to take a couple more. Silo says, Rust held the first line down. He couldn't take in any pass from Crosby, and the Red Wings defensive pair with Seider played well against them. You know what? Moritz Seider is a blast to watch, and that is one really, really talented young hockey player. And the Red Wings don't suck when it comes to their upper crust of players, and those were the guys who made the plays for them. But the Penguins still should have smoked this team. They should have smoked them.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is for Rust. I mean, because the reason they have Raquel on the third line now is because they're looking to spark that line offensively with Raquel. I think if you put Russ down there, then you're just dragging the third line down more.
And Charlie says, how quickly did Zucker come back after that scary block
shot? No. So where we sit here, we can see into the tunnel. He, like, didn't even go to the locker room. When he was, like, not on the bench, he was pacing back and forth. Just walking it off.
Because we were head on with the tunnel, our vantage point from the press box.
Yeah, he went, like, he walked it off for, you know, a little bit. Then he did go just briefly into the locker room, but I think he was just taking a bigger lap around. Yeah, he just walked it off and then he came back.
Kelsey says, we just got thumped by a team that's lost 5 out of 6. Let that sink in. Hey, all you need to do is point to Alex Nedeljkovic with his .881 save percentage and everything else that he brings that's a negative, and he's brought to the NHL for a long time.
that just can't happen.
Yeah.
This, what happened back here, just can't happen this time of year in this situation. Something's really wrong. NES says, do you think it'll come down to the last game, that being in Columbus, to make it into the playoffs?
I don't think it's going to be that close down the stretch. I mean, the Panthers are really the team that's the best, has the best odds right now. They haven't been that great either lately.
Nah, let's see if we can find a couple more. I think I skipped some here at the top. AJF Yinzer, Hextall must be fired immediately at season's end. I've been a solid defender, but some of this is on him with them coming out like this. You know, you're never going to know fully who's responsible. Is it the GM that acquires characters who don't have fire? Okay. Like bringing Mikhail Granlund here was a complete waste of everybody's time, money, cap space, draft pick, and everything else. But he also comes here and he doesn't have any of that energy. He doesn't bring any of that. What were we all saying before the trade deadline that the Penguins needed to get?
I mean, they needed a lot. They needed a goaltender. They needed defense. They needed a third-line center.
Jim Bergeron gets us closed out for today. He says, is anyone truly surprised at this point? No, who's surprised at all? Who is surprised by anything, including the comeback that happened in this game? Nah. Who is surprised? Who's surprised that they couldn't even get a point out of it?
Not me.
Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. No idea why you did, but grateful that you did. Next time.